Welcome back to Life Lessons Radio. I'm Rick Tucchini. Our very special guest today is Steve Cleary, producer of Pilgrim's Progress. And believe it or not, the Pilgrim's Progress book is the best-selling fiction book in history. Never been out of print, translated into hundreds of languages, and it's a story that resonates with readers today, just as it did 340 years ago. And Steve Cleary started his work in missions in 1989 as a volunteer for Voice of the Martyrs. He joined the staff in 1990 and soon after had the honor of traveling with the VOM founders Richard and Sabina Wormbrand. And being able to spend the last decade of their lives with them became the biggest blessing and honor of Steve's life. And today, he is talking about the debut of the Pilgrim's Progress feature film. Steve, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Rick. I'm happy to be here.
Steve, fill in the blanks for us on your career journey, because a lot must have happened between the time you left that mission and your involvement in the Pilgrim's Progress movie itself.
Yeah, we started Pilgrim's Progress 5 years ago. I mean, it's really hard to believe that, you know, this journey, and it's really come about. And we're just a couple weeks away. We're going to be in theaters across the U.S. And it really has been a journey that has impacted my life in ways that I couldn't describe. I think in many ways I've resonated with the movie and the script itself, and just seeing that the path that God has us on, you know, we don't always see that far down the path, but miraculous things happen. Even my work with Voice of the Martyrs, I had prayed for a solid year that someday I would hear Richard Wormbrand speak. And, you know, not only did God answer that prayer, that he gave me the blessing to work for the ministry and to become friends of the founders. And I still work with the Voice of the Martyrs on marketing to this day. And it's been a tremendous blessing. So it seems it's been a pathway leading up to where we are now, just in everything in my life and how it's all come together. And, you know, Richard Wormbrand wrote the book Torture for Christ, was in prison for 14 years, and that book changed my life. And now I'm working on the Pilgrim's Progress, and John Bunyan spent 12 years in prison, wrote the book in prison, and now that's consumed the last 5 years of my life. So there's somewhat of a theme going on, but we are so excited about really what God is doing in missions and calling people to himself.
And for those of you that thank you, Steve. And for those of you that have never read Pilgrim's Progress, would you be so kind to give us sort of the log line on the book and why it's so timeless?
Pilgrim's Progress is really the journey of, we call it the journey of every Christian, the journey of every believer. It's everybody is on a path, and that path leads to a destination. And for John Bunyan, he wrote this allegory of this man who comes upon a book, which represents the Bible. And the more he reads the book, the more a burden grows. And the burden represents, you know, the sin and hopelessness in his life. And he wants to free himself of this burden. And, of course, the only thing that can free him of the burden, you know, is the cross of Jesus Christ. So he's on a journey initially to free himself of the burden and ultimately to reach the celestial city, which is to live eternally with the King, which naturally represents heaven. So it really speaks to every one of us, and it speaks to our Christian life from this world, you know, to the world that we're going to heaven, to eternity. And he meets all kinds of characters. He has all kinds of situations along the way. He faces trials, he faces persecution, and he faces temptation, you know, to leave the path. So to me, it represents, you know, everybody identifies with a certain part of the story at a certain time in their life. So it's really our story. It's a story of our journey as we serve Christ and seek to do his will and enter, ultimately, to enter eternity with him.
That's right. Exactly. what I love about the book was how Bunyan calls this world the wilderness, and he kind of calls us all travelers, and everybody has their own path through life, and I think that's the reason why it's been around for over 300 years, because it is timeless as an allegory, and it makes me wonder, from the perspective of Hollywood, why things take so long to get produced, because this is something that should have been around a long time ago when I was a kid as a feature film. What's your perspective on it, and why is now such an important time to introduce Pilgrim's Progress, the featured film?
You know, we asked ourselves the same question when we started working on it. Why hasn't anybody done this story? I mean, it is, like you said, the best-selling Christian book in history outside the Bible. Influential book in history. Why hasn't anybody turned this into a feature film? And we even looked at each other, our team, like, did we miss it? Was there a film? We found it a little bit hard to believe. And I don't know why, you know, Hollywood has never made a movie. But, you know, one thing about being independent filmmakers is we get to make the movie and be true to the book. And maybe to some degree, I wouldn't want somebody to make the movie and have it loosely based on the Pilgrim's Progress. But it would be an amazing movie to do, big live action, large budget. I've heard, you know, at any given time, we hear this about five conversations going on in Hollywood about making the movie. But nobody had ever made it. We thought maybe some people would make it, you know, in the last 5 years and come out with it before us. But, you know, here we are, and we're not tied to any studio. We're independent. But I think the most important thing for the story is that it become free to the world. Like you said, this story is known around the world. So our film is free to the mission world. And we're already translating it. We already have it in five languages. We're about ready to work on five more. And it's going to air in 2 weeks in Iran this summer, in Korea, in China, all throughout South America this spring. And in mission applications, we're free. So that's really what I think God wanted with this film. It doesn't belong to me. You know, I have to pay for it, and I have to pay for the investors, and we've had to raise the money to make it. But I really believe this film belongs to the church, and we really honor it that way, that we hold it with honor, and we really care about what God would want us to do with it, because it is so evangelical. It is so encouraging to the believer. I mean, just in my own life, I've talked to more people about the Lord making this movie than I have in my entire Christian life.
There you go.
And I just think God is calling us. It's not become a Christian and everything is okay and just go on with your life. No, there's a clear message that speaks biblical truth, that let's walk this path. Let's invite others to join with us. This is not paradise. This world is the city of destruction. It will ultimately be destroyed. In a new heaven, a new earth will come. And I think God's calling us to a deeper walk, not deeper in the sense, you know, just more spiritual, but deeper in the sense that we give up the cares of this world and we labor to bring people with us. This is really no greater joy than being a messenger of the gospel and the truth and watching people be redeemed and lose their burden and join on this path, you know, to a celestial city ruled by our King. I mean, what greater thing in life could you seek?
No other. And it brings up the point about why a film can create discussion worldwide. And it's, when you and Robert Fernandez were working on this, what was your end goal? Was it to spur on conversations like we're having today?
You know, I think when we first started the movie 5 years ago, we had a much smaller vision. Our original goal was to create a film that was a legacy project and even something we could bless our grandchildren with. And, you know, I thought we'd put it for sale and you know, sell DVDs. And I never even had this thought of the movie being as big as it is. I never had this thought of it taking 5 years. But along that journey, God really worked on my heart. And I didn't understand originally what great purpose this film could have. And about 3 years into the process, I realized that almost no films are made specifically for the mission field. I realized that Jesus' film had amazing impact around the world. And like you said, it caused discussion. People gave their lives to Christ. They talked about Christ and his sacrifice. And I realized, what was the second movie that followed those that path, those footsteps? And I realized we make films over and over and over for an American audience. And we have box office numbers and budgets and P&A and distribution. And I'm like, what about the whole world that's starving for content? And while studying the market and deciding how to release our film, I had great conviction, and I realized that the hardest thing you'll do is to be an independent filmmaker and get distribution in America. The easiest thing you will do is get distribution overseas. They're ready. They're hungry. They're starving for the content. They want to discuss it. So my vision really changed. And, you know, I remember that day that I said, our film's going to be free. And we accepted donations, and people started donating to help us and donating to languages. And we said, yeah, we have to be good stewards financially when dealing with the theaters or Amazon, but we're going to be free to the missions community. And I want to follow in the footsteps of that great movie, the Jesus film. And I want churches and mission workers and satellite TV and phones around the world. We want to get to 100 languages. And honestly, we have a goal now of being the second most watched film on the mission field. And God really opened up that vision. And it became completely different for us. It was no longer, we're making a movie and we need to market it and it has the commercial aspects. It became, what can we do for the kingdom? And so we didn't write any deal with a distributor that would cause us to limit our ministry distribution. We kept everything independent because we knew that God was calling us to a much, much bigger plan in the distribution of this film.
And I think that
I believe people will
so much.
Discuss it.
I do too. I think it's going to be the kind of pivot point for the worldwide church. And how do people go to a website today to contribute to the distribution of this beautiful film?
If you go to our website, our official website, pilgrims.movie, so the snow.com, it's just pilgrims.movie, you can look at theaters in your area, you can make a donation, you can contact us, and we'll be updating that website and sharing how people can get involved, because we are accepting donations for language translation. And we've already had commitments of hundreds of thousands of dollars for languages. It cost us about $25,000 to do a quality dubbing, translation and dubbing. We don't use just subtitles. We want to translate into the language of the people we're reaching. And that's what's most exciting to us, is being able to bring this film. To give you one example, over Easter weekend, if we have a couple hundred thousand people in the theater for an independent Fathom event, that'll be a home run. But at the same time, we'll have between 6 and 20 million people in Iran and the Middle East watching it in Farsi over satellite TV.
Wow.
We know that because that's how many people are already watching Christian programming. And some of these are Christians who they don't have a church. You know, there are no churches in Iran. So they use satellite TV for their fellowship. They meet only with their families because of the danger, and they watch Christian broadcast. And honestly, they have so little broadcast available to them. So we immediately paid to translate our film into Farsi, and we gave it to the satellite TV channel, the largest one in the country, for free. And they're going to air it all over Easter weekend, the same time we're watching it in theaters. And so in that sense, millions will be watching, and they'll have programs to come back and discuss it for discipleship and evangelism and try to continue to feed these hungry, hungry people in Iran. Iran is growing in Christianity faster than any country in the world. And to me, that's where God is working. Let's join in where he's working.
Amen to that. Steve, thank you so much for being on Life Lessons today. God bless you and your team. People, go to pilgrims.movie today to find out about where it's coming to you locally and contribute to this greatness. And Steve, thank you and Robert for your abundance mentality, for letting this out to the world. And may God bless you and everything that you and your team are doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
You bet. That was Steve Clarity. We appreciate him being on today's Life Lessons show. This program is brought to you by Gracefully Yours greeting cards. You can go to gracefully-yours.com to purchase your favorite inspirational greeting cards and travel journals. Thanks again. As we always say here on Life Lessons, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a great week.
Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help but when I look at you, nothing but a man.